Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey N. C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk. Good morning, family. We are faithpreneurs walking by faith and not by sight. It is the first Saturday of 2026. We made it to another year. So we give God glory, honor, and praise that we are here to celebrate the good news of the gospel, to thank God for carrying us through to this new year. 2025 was definitely interesting. We know that, unfortunately, some of our friends, loved ones, associates, people that you might have seen in the world through TV and et cetera, have transitioned. They didn't make it to 2026. And as I remind people all the time when dealing with loss, we honor those we love by how we live. Their physical presence is no longer here, but their spirit never dies. So as even down to the last day of the year, receiving news of individuals who had lost loved ones, it's a reminder that this life is a gift. So we have to unwrap the present that it is intentionally every day. And the praise and worship song that I played this morning, Believe For It, C.C. Winans, definitely a classic. We believe God. We believe that his word is true. We, as faithpreneurs, as faith-based entrepreneurs, as believers, have chosen with our free will to believe that God is real, his word is true, and it will never return unto him void. And if we believe for it, no matter what it looks like, right? That's what the song says. If we're going to believe for it, no matter what comes your way, you're going to believe for it. No matter how difficult it is, you're going to believe for it because God's word cannot fail. He is not a man that he would lie. What he said, he will do. So when we hold on to his promises of yes and amen, we can walk confidently in knowing that he has already done the work. He's already made the way. He already knows the plans that he has for you. So when we bring his word back to him, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he added no sorrow to it. Proverbs 10:22. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. And the Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Psalms 29:11. And remember, here in our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call, I challenge us to personalize the word. Personalize it when you say it, when you speak it. So the blessings of the Lord, it maketh me rich, and he adds no sorrow with it. But my God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. The Lord will give strength unto me, his people. The Lord will bless me with his peace. You have to personalize the word and stand in that knowing, stand in that authority. And it is not something that you just do automatically. It's something that you grow in. You grow in grace. You grow in the understanding because you're building relationship with God. It's not about pomp, form, and circumstance of a denomination or a way in which you have listened to man-made constraints and doctrines. It's about the fellowship of the saints with God. Like, how do you get to know him for yourself so that when you do go into your house of worship, you're coming together with those who have also chosen with their free will to believe God is real, that they also understand the power in the word, that everything that we're reading and learning are examples. It's the roadmap of how to live in this world. We're in the world, but not of this world. So as we walk through and as we stand on God's word, stand on his promises, learn more about him, we become his living epistle. We become his hands and feet. We are what people are looking at as an example of God's love and God's light. So as we continue our journey each and every day, our prayer is, Lord, anything that's not of you, remove it. We cast down anything that would exalt itself against your word. Help us to decrease so that you can increase. Let our lives be a living example. And that is how we witness in the kingdom. And that is how we win souls for Christ. The others are like, wait a minute. She's going through that and she's still giving God praise? Or he just faced that and has such a good attitude? It's not about you, but what God does through you to bless other people. And that's why the testimonies that come forth in this room are so powerful, because what does God's word tell us? We overcome by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. So as we share our testimonies, we remind others that it is not just you that's going through life-lifing. It's not just you who's lost a loved one. It's not just you who's faced chronic illness or near death. It's not just you who's experienced disappointment in relationships or situations. It's not just you that has a financial challenge or burden that has come up against you, that you're not doing life alone, that everybody is going through something. You know, Jesus died on a cross, the worst crucifixion, death that we could ever imagine. He did all of that because of the love that he has for us, that he can stand and advocate for us on our behalf with the Father. Like, it's powerful when you understand just the truth of the gospel, and we're spirit beings having a human experience. So the more you understand in the revelatory word of God, then you're not just reading God's word just to read it. It's not just words on a paper in a book, but you understand the supernatural power that you have as a child of God. But all of that comes with learning, growing, teaching, understanding. And my prayer is we start 2026, that each of us take a deeper dive, go deeper in our walk and our understanding in our responsibility for what we are bringing to the marketplace, because that's what faithpreneurs are doing. We are positioned to have the answers, to produce the strategies, the ways in which we deal with all of the ills that we see, all of the challenges in the world, that God has given you a download. He's given you something that is specific to your assignment. You either have a book, a product, a service, you're building real estate, you're starting a nonprofit. There's something that you are doing. And some of our faithpreneurs are professionals. You're working in corporate America and or other industries, and you have developed an additional stream of income that answers a problem and helps you to increase your net worth so you have options when you are retiring. Whatever it is that you've been given something to do as a faithpreneur. And Destiny Designers University is your safe place to grow and develop without any sort of reservation or feeling like, oh, well, I messed that up or I can't do that. No, there's no judgment here. All you have to do is believe that God is real, that his word is true, and it'll never come back to him void. That's the requirement of being a faithpreneur, coming in this community and being willing to share your testimony, to share the challenges so that we can pray together with you, share your victory so we can celebrate with you, get into the word of God, share the word of God around so that we can be strengthened as we go through this thing called life. Because he didn't say it would be a rose garden all easy, but what he said is that he is our light and our salvation, so whom shall I fear? He did say that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So when you say, I can do all things through Christ, it means all things. It doesn't mean some things. It doesn't mean, okay, well, you can do that, maybe that, partially that. The word says all things. So when you stand in that understanding and knowing, you get strengthened and you are encouraged. When I opened up my Bible app this morning, it said, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And that's Psalms 119, verse 103. How sweet are thy words. And some of you remember, you've been with me long enough, we've been doing this call. I want to say I've actually traced it back. I believe it was since 2009 or 2010. And when I was talking about hearing the older saints in the church talking about, oh, how sweet God is, I'm like, why are they always talking about Jesus sweet? You can't eat him. But then you grow and you learn and you understand that sweetness is the joy, right? Because the joy of the Lord is our strength. And when we know that there is a path, there is a lesson, there is a learning, there is a parabolic understanding that is in the word to give you guidance for this thing called life, to get you through any situation, then you really understand how sweet are thy words, and yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. So when we measure what we say and what we do, it allows us to use wisdom in how we communicate and how we interact so that we don't have others laying blame on us as representatives of God, that we are consistent in our behavior. And anybody that knows you as a child of God should be able to say, well, they're always consistent. You can't say you worship God and on Sunday, or, you know, you go into your Bible study during the week, or if you worship on a Saturday and you're just the perfect saint, and then they catch you on a Wednesday and you cussing somebody out, or they catch you on a Tuesday and you just sour and just miserable. Like, where they do that at? How are you living a life that gives God glory and gives God praise? Because you have to be consistent in your walk, consistent in how you move, consistent in the way in which you are being a witness every single day. So when we come into this room, when we come into this space, we've carved out this time. Well, actually, Jesus carved it out. He set me up. I know he was going to have me doing marketplace ministry and all these things. I was just being consistent with creating a call that had started at a conference that I committed to. I said, oh, yeah, we can just get together on Saturday mornings and just continue to pray and fellowship together. Who knew what would grow from this fellowship? Who knew it would be the undergirding for everything that God has been building in Destiny Designers University? Who knew it would be the space and connection that we could expand from a conference call line to Clubhouse to meet people literally all over the world? Who knew that it would turn into a podcast and that people would be downloading this call in countries that English is not their first language? Who knew it would be in places and spaces where they don't have religious freedoms, where they can't just vocally talk about God in public spaces, but that this could be a witness that they can know that someone is praying for them all the way on the other side of the world? Who knew it would be that connector piece that would allow for a live fellowship, for a Faithpreneur weekend conference where we could come together and share these testimonies live? Who knew that it would also be inspiration for a Faithpreneur magazine that would allow us to feature and highlight those who are doing such good work in their various industries, unashamed of the gospel? Who knew it would lead to a Faithpreneur Sunday Joy show where we're taking the word to a secular music station, where we're playing Caribbean gospel, Afrobeats gospel, and witnessing and sharing about business as well as giving the word? And who knew that God ultimately was building me as his 21st century media ambassador to now fully launch our Faithpreneur TV network? I couldn't see that back then. I had no idea what God was doing in my life. I just knew I was being obedient. I just knew that I was learning and growing on my faith walk, and that I would be transparent in my journey over that's over a decade now doing this work. I had no idea how he would be positioning and setting me up for this work. But to God be the glory, because everything that we do, nothing is wasted. Every one of you have a story and a testimony. And to be what we're building as the largest repository of sharing those testimonies, the good news of the gospel, it is a joy. And that's what's sweet to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. That as we start this 2026, as my dear friend, Pastor Omar Jolly, we were worshiping with him for Watch Night service here in Valley Stream, New York, or Elmont, New York. And his text was good ground, the good ground for 2026. And that we are going to ensure we're moving in a space of not waiting for it, that we're taking the victory, right? From what we have sowed, because what you sow, you shall reap. So you have to be careful. If you sow good and love and kindness, it'll come back to you. If you sow divisiveness and drama and cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, that's going to come back to you too. There's a little African saying, it'll meet you in your breakfast plate, right? So you have to be careful how you live, what you do, because every seed you sow, it will come back in some way. But if it's in thorny ground or rocky ground, and he's preached a good word there, I'm excited about the good ground that Destiny Designers University has been. I'm excited about the fruit for those who have launched their businesses, their companies. They've gotten clarity on what it is that they have been positioned to do. They've been able to collaborate with others, that this has been that incubator, that safe place for that development. So I don't know about you, even though I was like, Jesus, I need another wink this morning. I need to go back to sleep and press snooze for 10 minutes. I'm glad he woke me up so that I could be here on this call, that we can celebrate the start of 2026, the good ground, the good seeds that we have sown, that we are waiting with expectancy for a good report from all the testimonies that'll come through this family, this fellowship, as we continue to position ourselves for the global work that God is doing to highlight that we can stand unapologetically in the marketplace and produce the answers and solutions and be unapologetically profitable. So much to come, but my brother, are you horizontal or vertical? What you doing?
I am very horizontal, but I'm listening. Every so often, I pinch myself to make sure I stay awake.
Well, I thank God we have made it to 2026.
Right.
Another year that we are here. I see Dr. Smile is in the building too. And Uncle Vinny, we thank God for covering and keeping them through all the challenges that they have gone through. They are more than conquerors through Christ that strengthens them. We thank God for our sister Carmen, the wealthpreneur, getting ready to kick off boot camp this month, be able to position people for financial wellness. We thank God for Mother Gwen, always being here to pray and intercede. And I'm just seeing your note, Roz. We're going to pray for Mother Joan. We thank God for her being one of the mothers in this room as well. And we thank God for Bishop Sean. I don't know if he's here in the room today, who also comes in to support Minister LaTanya Boyd. So many of the ministry and clergy that come in to be a support, all those who are our co-hosts, because all of you that come in here, you are our co-hosts, making sure that you in the chat. Maybe for 2026, I'll finally figure out how to go back and forth here on the chat. But my brother Darren for being here. Daryl, hey Gayla, Margot, Lenita, hey Saul Roar, Josie, my Josie, Lynette, namesake, how you doing? Karen, Mother Gina, Anton, Dr. Viva, Raquel, Katie, what's up, sis? Tanika, thank you again. You know, every time I play our jingle, I just smile and think of you, and may God just bless you to overflow. But what you were setting up, that's a testimony in itself. We created the jingle with anticipation of how things were expanding. We didn't do it after it was already ready. That's a whole nother lesson. Hey, Dorothy, Mother Edna, Carmelita, another one of my store rowers here, one of my state directors, Yvette, Portia, Dion, Margaret, Dee, Casey, and Karen. I see you. This is the first time you all are visiting in the room. Share it with someone. Tell a friend. We get so many downloads on replays and the podcast because Saturday mornings, different time zones, it can be challenging, but you're here. But Jason, I'm going to turn it over to you to kick off the conversation, because we also have our organization's prayer on the first Saturday of every month. My international chaplain and my interfaith team, they have been keeping the doors open for prayer for our organization the first Saturday of every month. So I'm going to mute for a moment so I can go greet my members as they get ready to pray in 2026. And then I'll be right back.
Sounds good, sis. Hey, everybody. How you doing? Well, wow. 2026. That year seemed like it just flew by, didn't it? I think it's absolutely amazing. Well, this has been a very busy last few weeks for me, definitely. And I know for the whole crew inside of Faithpreneur and Destiny Designers University, there's been a lot of stuff happening leaving 2025 and starting into 2026. So hope you guys are having an amazing time. Hope that it's exciting for you as well. I'm looking forward to when the prayer call is over today because I'm going to sleep. But I tell you what, we're going to hear from Dr. Roz. Hey, sis, how you doing?
Hey, 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 hey. Can you hear me? Because I keep...
Yeah, I can hear you. Okay, now you're like in the Matrix.
He was done and I heard you. So, you know... Oh, am I? Okay.
Okay.
You're good now. I have no idea, but to God be all glory. You can still hear me now? Okay. Blessings. Happy New Year. Y'all are loved, appreciated, celebrated, valued, and most cherished. And my scripture for today, I was reading with my family, and in John 2:17, it says, zeal for your house will...
We lost you again.
Zeal was like holy fire, and God centering passion that protects what belongs to him. And he wants to make sure that we confront whatever tries to corrupt it. Referencing, I think, if I remember, it was Psalm 69:9, realizing that Jesus' actions are cleansing. Remember, that was the story of the wine and then him going into the den of thieves and, you know, telling him, you ain't having no fashion shows and selling and stuff up in here. So I was just, you know, that was really interesting. I like the word zeal because I have my name backwards is Zeal of Restoration. And I had never paid that any attention, or at least God has me there now to look at it.
Nice.
So, think about it. You know, we think of Jesus being devoted to the Father's holiness and presence and mobile in the purpose because of the great plan. And that she wanted, her doctors are on rounds right now, so she wasn't able to come in. She said she'll try, but she told me to give y'all this, John 15:5, which
sounds like we lost you, sis.
The one who remains in me,
okay,
and I in him, you can do nothing without me. And we know that Jesus gives the life law of connection and determines fruitfulness. So remain, be a vine, be fruit, and do nothing without him. So I think I'm lost again because it's been red the whole time, Jason. Can you hear me? It's been red the whole time.
Yeah, it's been popping
but
in and out.
To God be all glory to all of you. Yeah, okay. But I'm going to put some. Can you hear me now, Jason? I'm going to put something in the comments. If you have an acronym, y'all know how I love acronyms. And Jason, I got to get you on there on January 9th. But I'm going to put something in a link. Y'all think of your word that meshes with you. Create the acronym, or I can help you so you can have a 4-minute and go out and execute and give to God's people. So acronym-thon, excuse me. So I'll put that in the link, but to God be all glory. I love y'all. Vinny said deuces, and he walked out of the room. So I love
good stuff. All right, we got Sister Carmen. Carmen Wealth, how you doing, sis?
Good morning, my brother. Good morning, family. I am doing well. been a challenging week. As we often say, you know, grief is difficult, but we also know who's in control. I actually had three losses this past week. My dear aunt, who I lived with as a child, my cousin died 4 hours after she did, which was my cousin's wife and his mom. So he had a double loss. And then a friend's mom passed. My cousin passed on the 31st. So, and it was interesting how, you know, she had been in the hospital since, I think, last Saturday. And that morning, God just gave me a sense of peace and spoke to me and said, she's, you know, this is her time. And sure enough, my mom calls me like, good thing, Jason, is she was saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. She loved God. And so same with my cousin. And when you know that about people, when they do go home, it just is something different, right? It's just something different. So I just asked for prayers for the family, because even though both were ill, but it was just really difficult to see my first cousin lose his mom and wife in within hours. So can't imagine, you know, what they're dealing with, their children. So just keep Carmen's family in prayer. But on a lighter note, I am excited that it's already January, January 26th, Monday, January 26th, we'll be starting another round of boot camp. And I just want to pause and talk honestly about our finances for a second, from a faith perspective, not from judgment, not from pressure, just from truth. The Bible tells us God gives us the power to get wealth, and that means money isn't just practical, it is spiritual. But if we're honest, a lot of us love God, pray hard, and trust Him, yet we've never, Jason, really invited Him into how we manage our day-to-day. Well, and let me correct that, His day-to-day finances. You know, we ask God to bless our finances, but we don't always let Him lead them. Financial stress, as I know, as many of us know, steals peace. You know, it affects our sleep, our relationships, our focus, even our faith. And God never intended for His children to live overwhelmed, behind, or bound by things like debt or financial confusion. So I want to ask a few questions. And if you're in a room with somebody else, you can answer it quietly within yourself. But do you really know where your money is going every month? Y'all hear it? Those of you who know me, my saying is money needs direction. Yeah. Every dollar that God has so graciously blessed us with needs an assignment. Needs an assignment. And have you truly surrendered your finances to God? So I'm just asking you all to really consider, especially those who have never gone through the boot camp. It is well worth it. And I'm not just saying it because it's mine, but it's an 8 weeks challenge every Monday for 8 weeks starting January 26th. And for those of you who have gone through it, alumni, you know you're always welcome back. So I ask that you start this year off really trying to get God's finances correctly. Because again, as I said, money is not just practical, it's spiritual. And if you are not walking the way God designed His economic system, I guarantee you, you know, there's additional stress and pressure that He does not want you to have. So in the challenge, we start with budgeting and we end with estate planning, and we spend actual 4 sessions. And I hope Katie's in the room, which, because I'm going to call on her around investing. But we start again with giving money direction day one. So I hope that you all will consider the challenge. Jason, I had sent you, I don't know if you got it, an email with the link to the flyer last week.
I got the flyer, but it's not
you didn't
a link.
Get the link? Okay, I got to figure that out. Maybe I'll help call you later after you're
back. Okay. Okay.
Good stuff. But anyway, yeah, so maybe next week we can put it in the chat here. But nonetheless, it starts Monday, January 26th. If you have questions or want more additional information, I'm happy to speak with anybody. I'll put my email and my phone number, which most of you have, in the chat. Feel free to reach out today, tomorrow, or sometime this coming week. So again, I love y'all. I want to end with my scripture, which is Proverbs 21:5. The plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance, but everyone who is hasty comes only to poverty. Take that serious, y'all. And I'm not saying, again, no judgment here. I'm just saying, you know, get God's money right. And I promise that you'll see blessings pour down that you do not have room enough to receive. So I'm going to land this plane. I am Carmen M. Herrera, also known as Carmen Wealth, the Wealthpreneur, and God's Economic Ambassador. Thank you.
Beautiful share, sis. Thank you. We got Sister Gwen on the stage. Mike, it's your
sis. Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I'm horizontal vertical. Whatever that is. So, but right. Just clinging, my bed is calling my first, my middle, and my last name. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to obey, but I just am going to take the opportunity to bless the blessers in this room. Bless the blessers. I'm in Los Angeles, California, and the only thing that we're not doing here is quacking because it's raining every day. So pray for those in the burned out areas because it's devastation for them because there's no trees or anything to take that moisture. So, and I just want to just tell the room, I just thank God for him taking the foolishness of an app for me to find family. To me, the most important thing after Jesus is family. And that's why there's so much huckabuck, as my pastor would say, regarding family. But fight for it. Fight for your loved ones, even when they're fighting and opposing you and themselves. Fight, because it's definitely a setup. Dear Carmen, may I share my experience with you as my mother was going into the arms of Jesus because she had taken care of her business on this side, like you're asking us to take care of our business on this side. Amen.
Please do. Mm-hmm.
We didn't have to sit there and think, was she going into hell or not? But we knew that she was saved and sanctified. But what the Lord spoke to me, he said, as a spiritual leader of your family, he said, I want you, as she was leaving and we were looking basically around the bed, God allowed us the privilege to get there while she was here. You know what I'm saying? But as she was making that transition, the Holy Spirit spoke to me as he does like a natural man. He said, I want you to respond like heaven is real to you. That was the thing he gave me. He said, I want you to respond to act like heaven is real. So although I wanted to tear up every room in the hospital, but I heard what he said. If heaven is real to us, although we grieve, but we don't grieve as those without a hope. But what happens that I have gotten into a mindset when I lose people that I love and even people that I may not even know, but when there's loss, is that I say that heaven became even more dear to me because my loved ones are there. And that's a destination point where I'm going. So I pray for your heart. I pray for the peace of God for your family. I pray that they'll realize as she was a believer, died in Christ, she went home to her final destination and that heaven became Israel for us. And I remember at Sandra Crouch's mother's funeral, and this woman was such a mighty woman of God, and they were so close to their mom, so much so that I'm not talking out of school, but I'm just sharing experiences that Pastor Andre went to his bed, literally. That's how it just buckled him. But I remember Jack Hayford, who also now is with the Lord, was a prolific Bible teacher, pastor in the Four Square denomination and also was a teacher in Bible college for Andre. He spoke at the funeral. And he says, I want to give you a perspective and a mindset change about death. He said, while we're grieving here on earth, heaven is lined up on both sides of the golden streets looking for Catherine. That was his mother's name. And saying, she made it. and they're cheering. Ooh, that thing flipped the whole funeral because people were in deep grief because she had touched so many lives. But he said, I want you to give the perspective of how heaven is dealing with the saints that come home. They're waiting for them and applauding them. And that shifted everything. So I don't know if that helps anyone that's grieving. I know personally, my heart is so aching, but I'm so grateful that he left empty Richard Smallwood, the legacy of a genius, that he just brought us into worship. But I've realized that he's graduated. So praise God. My scriptures today is I'm standing on Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. Personalizing. But he also said for me to say Isaiah 26:3, that the Lord will keep me in perfect peace as I keep my mind stayed on him. And because I trust him, I just bless all of you and just know that I expect, because I hear the Lord, that we're going to have increase in every area. And Carmen, I'm going to answer your questions, okay, because you're going to have to make y'all laugh. You said, do you know where your money is going? I said, out of my pocket. Showing up there. I knew the answer, but I was going to raise my hand. I said, but I'm going to have a turn out of my pocket. But I'm not sure.
Well, we're going to help you get some direction, okay?
Hallelujah. I don't know, because it just is fast. I can't even catch it. But I do want to say this. If you all are even contemplating a little bit, make it on your mandated list that you be at the household of a Pastor Carmen when she breaks bread on the 26th. Be in the household, because God is wanting, he says that he will give you exceedingly abundantly all that you can pray and ask, but we have to have direction, and he gives us teachers, and we are so blessed. Like I said, the family, you know, we got all these pastors. We got the apostolic pastor, Stacy. We got Pastor Jason. We got Pastor, you know, look at the diversity of the giftings, Pastor Draz, Pastor Carmen. Praise God for the body. And you see the body with gifts differing, but all until they come into the knowledge of Christ. I'm just loving it. I'm just going to speak to Stacy. I'm going to put you on blast in person. R-E-S-T. That's what it means to you. Now, see, Aretha spelled it R-E-S-P-E-C-T, but I want you to spell R-E-S-T. That's what it means to you. Jason, the same thing. Carmen, the same thing. Roz, the same thing. Take your rest, you know, so when the bell comes, you can come out refreshed. I praise you. Love all of you. Go big for God. Know that he's a present help. God bless you all.
God bless you too, sis. We got Brother Darren in the room. Brother Mike, it's yours.
Great morning. Happy New Year, family. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. Grateful for life. God is my life. My family, friends, colleagues, associates. Grateful for good health and strength. A place to call home, some clothes on my back, food to eat. Okay, hold on a minute. So, and I say, I mean, and this is, you know, we start the new year, but of course, like she said, you know, be mindful about, you know, people who have, you know, transitions, because we had one of my good friends at church, his wife passed, actually last Saturday, Francis Gordon, so I'm saying a prayer for him. Well, Carlton, his wife, her name is Francis, praying for her, you know, the whole family, that they, you know, have peace during this time. So my scripture, as usual, is John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. And hopefully we have a lot more peace than we had in the previous year, because we just have to wait and see. I'm not always, you know, grateful for being here. I'm kind of having a little, I'm having my excuse me, my back to work flu. I got to go back to work Monday, but anyway, that's another conversation, but it's going to be okay. But yeah, everything's good. I've got to get up and start, you know, doing my little rounds on Saturday like I usually do, but, you know, I have to, you know, hope everybody, you know, has, you know, this year filled with joy, hope, peace, and love. And I will name my plane. Love y'all.
Hey, maybe Jason is a little bit horizontal, or he's
even. Oh, you know what? I didn't realize that I had my mute button.
Okay. I know, Darren. We can't tell, right? We can't tell with him.
Right. I know, right?
Too much. Too much.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was saying, you know, okay, we got Dr. Viva in the house in Hollywood. Mike is yours, but my mic was not on, so there you go.
Technology, good morning. Peace and blessings. Happy New Year. Technology is great when
it
works.
Yes, it is.
Greetings, Madam President. And I pray that all is well. And I support Mother Gwen, for both whom she said R-E-S-T, right, in regards to rest. And God commands us to do that. It is part of his plan when he also made those seven, when he created everything in 7 days. So I'm learning how to be mindful and take that for myself,
right,
and knowing what it looks like, right? Because it looks, rest is not just sleeping, right? It could just be giving your mind a time of replenishment and all of those things. But I just wanted to come also to give a good report. I talk about Malcolm a lot, and I still ask that y'all keep him in prayer. However, I had him over the Christmas break. I just took him back also to the group home yesterday, so I had him for the new year. But he had an opportunity. He has seven siblings on his father's side and two with me. But I just reminded him how God blessed him where he spent time with all nine siblings. Mm-hmm. And that is a blessing. And I know because he's so, so family oriented. And I just know that he enjoyed it. And on days when he, you know, he gets down about some things, because we all want things to go a certain way in our life. And that's one thing I'm going to remind him of, about how God blessed you to just spend time with all of your family members. Saw his grandmother, saw his grandfather, you know, and how he said he wanted to spend more time with his grandfather because he's ailing. But I'm thankful. Because that was also one of my prayers, that he would have an opportunity to spend time with his family on his father's side. And my son, my oldest son, actually surprised me, because I wasn't expecting him to come for Christmas. So it was definitely a blessing. And I'm just going to put this out here now. I should be meeting with y'all next Saturday, but I'm going to Ghana later in the month. I am leaving on the 18th and returning on the 25th or 26th. But this is my first time going out of the country. And I am so happy that God blessed me to go to the motherland. It is like an excursion. I'm going with part of my sorority with the MPHC. However, they have different things that we can do. So mine was, I chose healing, because you could go shopping. It was like eight different things. And I was like, God, I need some healing. So I'm looking to go to the motherland and go to a land I have not ever been before, but I know my ancestors were there, and just ask God. And I'm doing it here as well. I'm not saying I have to go there, but I think it's just a different level of spiritual connection there. But God is here, and I'm continually seeking him about that for me, because there's just some things, even dealing with my son, I'm realizing how it traumatized me as well as supporting him with the things that he goes through. And I'm paying attention to my body, how my body responds to certain things. But on this year, yes, I have a different report. I'm also starting off this day. I got some schoolwork to do, but I am going to be, as Dr. Stacy was talking about, things we need to do, books. I got a couple to a few. I have it set up, but I need to get to work, because the one thing I do know, there are people who pray for things, and I know I'm an answer to God's prayer. So I need to allow God to, what he has planned for me, what he has placed in my heart, I need to stop procrastinating. I thought I didn't have much to do, but I saw it. I said, oh no, I got to get it together. So stop being slowful. And so y'all pray for me in that area, that I am a good steward of what God entrusted to me. So happy new year again. Y'all have a blessed day. And I'm going to yield my mic.
Well, I'm glad I came back on the end of that. I'm glad to know you're going down to Ghana. I unfortunately can't split myself in two because we have our live Founders Day activation. So that preempted my ability to come down. They were so disappointed. I originally was supposed to be there, but glad that you will be on site to support our MPHC council there. But I want to just jump in on your last part there about sharing what you have and documenting that in a book. We're going to hold you accountable. And that's what we're going to do in this year, 2026. This is about completion. And one of my second life lessons is it's not about being perfect. It's about getting started so you have something to perfect. And if you don't start, you'll never get to that point in understanding how to create your fulfillment date, which is something that I train on. So everybody in the room who's sitting there and you heard what Dr. Viva said, you're like, well, I do have something too, or whatever it is that you're working on. We're going to give you a 30-day fulfillment date. So January 31st, you need to have some tangible proof of what it is that you are working towards. So that's your first benchmark, whether it's 10 pages written or if it's the first chapter or the second chapter, we're going to hold you accountable for the thing that you are working towards, as I hold myself accountable. And I am finishing off some new projects and giving myself the benchmarks. I teach in the four sessions that I've done over the years, how to approach your year and how to look at each quarter of the year. And I'm going to be doing some more teachings, and we have a free download that I have given to help navigate that process so that you know how to create for yourself goals that become realistic parts of your day-to-day interaction. Because when we are facing these large or seemingly large tasks and things to do, it can really be overwhelming. So when you are able to break it down in bite size, they say, how do you eat the elephant? One bite at a time. So when you start putting yourself in a position where someone else is holding you accountable for getting it done, it gives you that space and place to be able to really walk that out. And I'm actually going to do it live with my family as we do our family meetings and start off the year, just really putting that into practice. Because when I don't follow what I even have, like, I'm like, wait, why am I not using my own stuff here? So this is the reminder of how we're going to see the fulfillment of God's promise in our lives in 2026. This is not getting ready time. This is stay ready, right? So you don't have to get ready. Do what you have, use what you have so that you can be a blessing in the marketplace. So I know I missed a couple of testimonies, Jason, but I'm back. I'm back. I had to finish up my fellowship with my sorors, and just thank God I was sharing with them the testimony of my sister, and I'm going to share it here as well. Sometimes she's on. I don't know if she's on today or not, but you all have been tracking and following when she had the car accident this past July. I was literally on a plane taking off when my phone alert had gone off telling me what happened. They cut her out the car. So many things could have happened. She could have, one, been dead, two, paralyzed, three, not identified because of how terrible the crash was, being able to get to any idea or know who she was. But thank God that the alert that went off sent an emergency message to my sister-in-law down in Georgia, who was able to call and get my son, who happened to be on that side of town, was able to get there as they were cutting her out of the car. So this is now January, over 6 months since this happened. And if you were to see her now, you would never know that she was at death's door, that the multiple procedures and the injuries that she had, that she has gone through therapy. She can walk again. She can drive again. She was able to close out December with a small little trip with her daughters. Both her daughters were born in December, one the 13th, one the 31st, and that they were able to have some time. I said, look, just go and thank God for the blessing, something that she had arranged prior to the accident. But look how it all just worked together for good, because what does God's word tell us? All things work together for good for them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. And she shared her own testimony. I was shocked. I saw her share it on social. I said, oh, what's going on? We sharing a testimony? I said, Jesus. She said, that's just the Holy Ghost, like the Spirit just led me to share it. I said, yeah, because somebody would be encouraged. Like when you see the damage, there was no way you would think somebody lived coming out of that accident. The car flipped over multiple times. It hit a pole. When I tell you that God is real, I don't care what you're going through. And it seemed so terrible in the moment. We just didn't know if she could walk again with the damage that was done to her foot. She had a bruised I think a portion of her hip, broken toe, a contusion. Like it was so much, but God brought her through. And in her healing process, he was also healing her heart, healing her soul, bringing her closer in her walk with him. So I just bless God in this 2026 that he saved and spared my sister's life. I had to function as international president. We were starting a board meeting and a conclave, which is a national conference for our brother fraternity. And I had to hold it together. I had to still perform my duties and show up and do what I needed to do while going back to my room in between, making phone calls, trying to speak to her job, letting them know what's going on. Just, it was emotionally draining, but I had to hold on to God's promises. I couldn't talk about faith and not live faith. I couldn't fall apart, because then how you fall apart when something goes wrong? Then where is your faith? We walk by faith, not by sight. So no matter how situations look, no matter how challenging they are, no matter how impossible they may feel, we serve a God who can do all things but fail. And I just had to keep praying. I had to keep just holding on to his promises. I thank God for D. Jason Hodge and all of you here who contributed and set up alerts about her meal train that helped my mom, who is not a young person, but she's a retired nurse administrator. So she jumped right back into nursing with bringing her back to health. She couldn't walk for a period of time. She was bedridden. And to see now what God has done, you can't tell me there is not a God. So I thank God not only for sparing her life, but for also strengthening my mother to be able to be there for the recovery process, and my sons and my husband and I doing what we could to help in between. That's why the testimonies are so powerful, that you can know you're not the only one that is going through some challenges, some situations, and some aggravations, honey. But what we do is give God glory, praise, and honor for making way out of no way, for doing what looks impossible, because there's nothing that he can't do. And really taking God at his word is the biggest stretch of your faith, because the enemy is after your belief. My opening song was Believe For It. He's after your belief. If he can get you to trip up and not believe, or to start doubting, that's where he starts to edge in and then starts to torment you and then starts to have you second guess what it is that you believe. Why does the word tell us the good fight of faith? A fight means you're going to have to put out some energy, right? A fight means that you just can't sit back and just casually think that things are going to happen. It's a fight. And that fight means you have to stay on the battlefield. And how do you stay on the battlefield? By using the word of God, by using everything that he has given us, the sword of salvation. These are the things that help us as we journey through this foreign land. All right, I just jumped in. DJ Jason Hodge, where we at? Where we at? How y'all doing? Are you vertical or horizontal, bro? He might be in the back sending out alerts to everyone still. And Carmen, did you talk about your boot camp? Dr. Viva, I saw you.
I gave some pretty detailed information. It starts the 26th, Monday the 26th. It's an 8-week challenge. Every Monday for those 8 weeks, it's about an hour and a half, 2 hours. There, I'm running a special, but I'll announce that next week because I didn't put it into writing. So if you're members of a family, two or more, there's a deep discount. And for those that are 24 and under, there's no charge because we need to have our young people really get their money, you know, right. Unlike maybe some of us did, waited until later in life to start really thinking about it. So I want our young people to attend. Some of it may be a little over their head, but I know the investment part and the budgeting part because a lot of our young people do work and have income, and they need to know how to manage God's money and give a direction and assign every dollar. So, yeah, I talked about it. I'm going to have the flyer to drop in the chat next week so that, and I also put my information in the chat. So please reach out so I can talk to you, give you more detail. I'm really hoping for those of us who have not been in the challenge to really take it serious this time and for our alumni to come back to support as well. So thank you, Dr. Stacy. Love you. And by the way, pray for my family. I lost my aunt and my cousin's mom and his wife on the same day on the 31st, 4 hours apart. So just pray for the family. It's a big hit.
Oh, wow. Oh, absolutely. My deepest condolences. Lord, woo, I tell you, closing out a fourth quarter, it's just always so many losses, it just seems like. And it's just harder when it's right in the middle of the holidays. So we definitely will be keeping you and the family covered and lifted for sure. Oh, my, my, my. So,
hello.
I was looking. Oh, Dr. Viva, you had opened your mic. Go ahead.
Yes, I did just want to say I thank you for that accountability and that reminder. I know that I thank God. That's one of, I say, when I was praying for Righteous Connections, God led me to Clubhouse. So that's what all of you do here. I have some things already together, but I just got to finalize it because my brain was scattered. How do I want to do this? Honestly, I wanted to start off with like a healing for the helper. I have some affirmations I used to do. I kind of put them together. Like, do I want to do a calendar? Do I want to do a journal? So I'm just praying that I just need to start with something. So I do have some ideas, but I thank you for that 30-day. Although I'm just going to put this out here, but I kind of already know the answer about getting some grace because I'm going to be out of the country for some time. And I don't know how busy that itinerary may be, but whatever I may have time to do, I will do. Also, my church organization, my pastor, Bishop Robert Blunt, who I tell y'all was like a father to me, he has started churches over there. I asked my pastor, who has just been elevated to the presiding prelate of our district, of the Northern District Convocation, which I don't know if I share, which I really didn't want to be in another bishop's church, but God knows all, because they go, they don't stay. You know, you have to take care of a bishop. People don't realize that. It's a lot of work when your pastor is a bishop. So I asked him to see if we still have churches because I know how my Bishop Blunt took care of them. So I'm looking to see if also I can make some connection to our churches over there if we still have it. So, but yes, I do have some things together. I just got to finalize it and really structure it in that way. But that's my goal this week. And I'm like kind of in the house. So that's just what I'm going to do. So thank you for that reminder that we're going to, I have a 30-day fulfillment. Yes.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm not giving you any extra time for the 30 days. I tell you to make some movement on it. So at least we need a report on what you've done. So while you're there, the traveling is a good day. So after you sleep and wake up, you can ride a little bit. And then on the way back, you ride a little bit. Because when you're on the ground, it's going to be an adjustment with the time zone and being able to function, you know, the first couple of days and then coming back. Because I travel so much, I have a whole technique that I do that keeps me on Eastern Standard Time. I do get sleep, but I always have to juggle multiple time zones. But give yourself the time to sleep on the plane and then get up and ride a little and use some of the dictation tools. There's so many with AI. There's so many with these recordings that you can actually speak and have it translate to text. So many ways to do it. And we are excited for you because we'll be able to promote it and get it out in the world. So I'm excited for you and looking forward to hearing the 30-day report, everybody. And that's for everybody, not just Dr. Viva. Whatever y'all working on, I'm watching you. I'm doing my x-ray eyes. Oh, okay, I don't have any x-ray eyes. I'm just giving you pressure. 30 days, whatever you're working on, have something to report out. Jason, I see you. Have something to report out. So this is the year of manifestation, elevated promises and deliverance, all the things that have been held up, delayed, held back. No more. Not in 2026. We're moving forward in victory and completion. So, my brother, what else do we have? Who else is coming up? Because I have two more things, and then we'll give everybody back their first Saturday of the year.
Well, okay, I'll put a call out. Anybody want to pop on up to the stage, raise your hand, and we will bring you up.
And while they're coming up, oh, go ahead.
Quick question, Carmen, for the boot camp, I mean, is there a particular, you know, time for the boot camp? Like,
oh, yeah. Thank you, Darren. It's an evening Zoom call, and it's, I think I start 7 p.m. Central time. So,
it's the evening. Okay.
It's in the evening. So, it really, for whether you're working or, you know, your own business, it's after hours. So, yeah, kind of no excuse.
But that's the main reason I was asking. You know, I'm like, never mind. I still work during the day. So, that's one of the reasons I was asking. So, I can.
Yeah, definitely.
My schedule. So.
Okay. Well, so 7 p.m. Central. Thanks for asking.
Oh, so 7 to 8 p.m. my time. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Awesome. And we're going to have everyone spread the word. And Carmen, after the call, we'll talk because we'll be able to do some promos for Faith North TV and our Faith North Sunday Joy show. So there is a lot going on at this start of the year. I am grateful that I was able to take some downtime with my hubby and the family over these last 2 weeks in between a couple of things that needed to be done, because January through December, it is on and pizzopping, as the kids say, with my schedule. So I'm grateful for the time that I've had. I also want to let you know that we're going to send out alerts and information about the content that's loading up for Faithpreneur TV. You can go there now if you click on the link, and you will see the replay for those who missed the session with Linda Clemens. The replay is available for those who purchased that. Her book comes out January 6th. So after the 6th, we will have the copies in hand to mail those who did purchase. So you will get that in the mail. You'll get some information about confirming your mailing address if you invested in purchasing that inner circle conversation. And then the replays, like I said, it's available for those who purchased it. You have the replays for 30 days. So excited about all that we are adding and launching, the partnerships that we are doing, and the opportunity that it will be providing for all of our Faithpreneurs. And for our Faithpreneur Sunday Joy show, we will be able to put replays on Faithpreneur TV, because, you know, we're live on air, so there's no replay on a live show. But we've been able to capture excerpts from multiple shows, so that'll be going up in season one, because believe it or not, February marks the first year anniversary of the Faithpreneur Sunday Joy show. I'm going to play. Wow. I can't even believe the time is just flying.
That
like,
is
bro,
something else. I know.
Something wow. else. And then one of our DJs made this song that I'm about to play for the show.
Sunday morning, rise and shine. Climb, purpose flows in every
doctor speaks with words of gold.
Another jingle. That's the Faithful North Sunday Joy jingle. Look at God. Isn't that something, Jason? Can you believe
it? It is definitely something. And it's a very happy song, too.
It is. It is. And he really did a good job with that.
He did.
We just gonna pause for a minute for the Lord to just, ooh, Jesus, cover us, because apparently this country's leadership thought that it was prudent to bomb Venezuela and capture leadership there. I mean, there is an intent to try to send this country into war times. And let's just stay on the wall praying, because it is just unfathomable, some of the lawlessness that is happening with three forms of government having no checks and balances. So breaking unfortunate news, but here in this community, we believe that God is real, his word is true, and it'll never return unto him void. And that means that we have to do our job, which is pray without ceasing. We also understand that a lot of people use the word of God deceitfully, and we don't want to be that. We want to make sure that we are good stewards of what God has given us, and that we continue to speak power to share the good news of the gospel in a way that invites others to want to know who God is for themselves, that they don't have to borrow somebody else's testimony, that they have their own testimony in understanding how good God is, and that he is going to continue to cover us and lead us. 1 Timothy 6:12 is that fight the good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. That means you done told people that you believe that God is real and his word is true. You done told them that you hold it on to his unchanging hands. You done told them that God is the author and the finisher of your faith. So if you're going to fight the good fight, you got to hold on no matter what, and giving God glory, giving him honor, and giving him praise. I was finishing up saying that Faith for North TV, you have to subscribe. Right now it's complimentary just to have access to viewing the content. There'll be a lot of content that you can consume just by signing up complimentary to be a member. You'll see the series right now, Dream Do Done, is up there. That was what we started. Tamara Hartley and Serena Brown Travis, the three of us, we started that during COVID. And Serena is Les Brown's baby daughter. Tamara has been doing personal growth and development for a while. When we started the show, she wasn't my soror, but she became a soror in the midst of COVID, which was just wonderful. But we have a great series. It was like 3 years. We were going in, putting in the information, bringing on guests, just talking about content. We produced a journal, the Dream Do Done Journal, which you can purchase on Amazon. And it's just wonderful seeing all of that come together and just looking at the body of work over this decade that we're able to populate. There were so many shows that we had, and we talked about that last week. I had Dream Do Done on Mondays at 1-ish. We had From the Ground Up, which was for small businesses and MWBEs on Tuesdays. We had Speaking Legally on Wednesdays, Faith Bites on Thursdays. I took a breather on Fridays, but then I used to come in on Clubhouse and do that Friday. What do we call it on Friday?
It was the Fireside Chats.
The Fireside Chats on Friday. But then we also did something else on Friday in Clubhouse.
I thought that's what the Fireside Chats as well.
It was. It was Clubhouse. Fireside Chats on Fridays. Clubhouse. Yep. Friday evenings.
It was the chat? That's what we called it? I thought we called it something else. All right.
No. Nope.
I can't even remember.
You're doing too much.
I've been running my mouth for a long time. And then Saturdays, of course, we had this Facebook or VIP prayer call. So Sunday was the only time I took a breath. We were programming around the clock. And then I'm laughing at some of the videos because, you know, I had my, I call it my powder puff, because I had my hair out in my natural curly. And I was like, oh my Lord, there's so much content. So you all give a shout out to my husband who handles all the behind the scenes production. He's pulling things out. And I was like, Lord bless him, because clearly I keep him figuring out all kinds of things, driving him crazy, right. But he's still here. He still loves me. 30 years come March.
Wow.
Can you believe three decades? And it doesn't feel like it. We were laughing the other day. He said, it really doesn't feel like it's been 30 years. I said, it doesn't. And I guess that's a good thing.
Yeah. 30
I'm like,
years.
Wow. We got grown kids. And I'm like, Lord have mercy. Where did the time go? Because in my mind, you know, I'm still a young little thing, you know. I'm still in my 20s. But clearly, that is not the case, because these gray hairs are very disrespectful. And I'm not understanding why they decide they want to start showing up. I'm like, what is this?
They don't discriminate either.
They don't discriminate. They rude, Darren. I said, oh, y'all just wave it at me like, hey, girl.
You need to stop.
I'm over it. I'm like, what in the world? And, you know, Angie talking about, well, I love that Salt and Pepper. I said, you can love it all you want. I don't know. I might end up like my mama, who still colors her hair. And she does not play about doing her hair color.
Right.
I have to see. But, you know, pray my strength. But anyway, 2026 is going to be an exciting year. There's so much in store. And amidst all the uncertainty that we are seeing globally and even in this government, you all keep praying and keep asking God to deliver answers to these challenges that we're facing, that we can be the beacons of light, that folks can look to us as faithpreneurs as we are driving in the marketplace the opportunities for others to find hope, to get relief, to find answers, to be able to consume great products, to operate with integrity. That is what faithpreneurs are doing. So much more to continue to come, but we're going to close out, since folks are getting the last bit of the holidays out of them now that the weekend is here and drawing to the first full work week of 2026, that you get a last moment or two to spend some time with friends, family, or loved ones, and that you get to reflect, get yourself set up for there are 30 days. What are you going to focus on? Don't try to put a million things on the list. If you have either one of the books, I talk about the focus of three, and that will help you just manage how you move forward for this month of January. So we're going to take it one day at a time, one step at a time, walking by faith and not by sight, so that we can see the manifestation of God's promise in our lives. So be anxious for nothing, right? But of all things, with prayer and supplication before the throne, if we can just continue to stay the course, do our work, and watch God work, we will see his hand unfold. So go ahead and sign up for Faithpreneur TV. You don't have to purchase anything to sign up right now. So you want to get on in, because that will change. We're going to keep it open for the first portion of this first quarter while they're still uploading a lot of the content. You may or may not be able to see some of the banners if you click on the channel You'll see some of the content that will be there. We have some partnerships that we're talking about. I'm just excited because I'm seeing it all come together. So, yeah, we got a lot to do, bro, but it's going to be an exciting year.
Very.
So we're looking forward to that. Anybody else, before the good of the order, as they say, before I close out, I'm going to get our praise and worship going to close us out for this first day after I pray. Any announcements that I missed, bro?
No. Aside from, yeah, I think you covered it well, is pop on over to faithpreneur.tv and look at the amazing layout. It's beautiful.
Thank you, thank you. Yes, yeah, so they're tinkering back there literally every day. So some of the banners are just listed. You won't see it. And then the Faithpreneur, a night of healing, we're going to be bringing that back as a fundraiser for the site. So, yeah, I'm just excited. I'm excited. It's a lot. A lot.
I couldn't tell, sis. You keep
you
it under
tell,
wraps.
Too. You can tell. Oh, my God. I got to get a little bit more excited. You can't tell.
Right. All the vagary is just.
Because I just love God. I love God. What's wrong with you? And then I'll make you laugh before I give my prayer. I go to service with Pastor Omar Jolly. I'm just put him on blast. And I'm trying to go to service so that I can just bring him a new year and get a word. Why he gonna call me up to bring remarks and a word? I said, little bro, are you serious? He's like, yes, come on. I said, I can't go nowhere and just sit down and relax. He was like, no, you here. I need to make sure the oil get up on the altar. I said, Lord, have mercy. Jesus keep putting me on blast, having me preach a little word or give a testimony everywhere I go. I'm like, okay, Lord, I can't. There's no break, Jesus. I can't get just 5 minutes, no minutes. Oh, so, yeah, my family was cracking up. They were like, oh, guess you going up to speak.
Okay, I hope we got pictures. You guys didn't send me any pictures on that one.
Oh, no, I didn't. Actually, it's on their YouTube channel. So,
okay.
Yeah, I will send that over to you. But I said, wait a minute. Can I just come in incognito? Just sit down.
I know that feeling, Stacey. I know that feeling. But as you always say, you stay ready. You don't get ready. You stay ready. So that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
It is. It is. And you know what? As I was sitting there about to twist up my face, you know, the Holy Spirit go get me all the way together. And the Lord just placed in my heart about my testimony for New Year's Eve. And I had totally, it's not like I forgot about it, but it wasn't on my mind because I was coming in here to get my praise on and listen to the word for New Year's. And then God just led me into sharing the testimony of, I believe it was a 2023 into 2024, where I was attacked on New Year's Eve and almost went through the glass and the whole story of the blood gushing. I didn't tell them in
that
the
was
service.
In 2023?
Not 23, 2003, sorry.
Oh, I was like,
yeah, I was like, no.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. I don't remember that happening then. Okay. Okay, 2003. No, I was like, again? It happened again? Like,
okay. No. This one, Jeremy was a baby and still in the car seat. And Josiah was 5 and a half, going on 6. So, yeah. So I told that testimony and the fact that fast forward to me leaving the hospital bloodied and went straight back into church. Didn't even go home to change with a swollen face and what they thought was a broken nose. And I sat right in there and gave God praise to bring in that new year. And I said, the devil tried to take me out. He's been trying to take me out for a long time. It just not then. I started writing down all of the near-death experiences from the piece of metal in the car that always went through my head, through going down the staircase, could have broke my neck. Oh, yeah. He's been trying to get me out of this thing called life for a long time because of this day. This mm-hmm. day is what he feared, the day that I would know who I am. This is the day that he feared, that I would know that nothing can separate me from God's love. This is the day that he feared that I would be boldly proclaiming the good news of the gospel and unapologetic about it. Oh, yeah, he was trying to stop this day from a long time ago, but he alive from the pits of hell, and he hasn't stopped his trickery, but he cannot win. He won't win because we are victorious through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. So,
hey, look, yeah, you also got an opportunity to see how strong God's hand is to keep Drew from getting the guy.
Oh, yeah. And that's what, when I shared that, they were cracking up, that I would have been trying to bail my husband out of jail had he gotten there before the cops. Because literally, the guy pulled up. When he said, "I see him, I see him." And Drew was jumping out the car as the cops screeching into the gas station. Lord, that would have been a whole situation.
Exactly.
But I thank God. Story. I thank God. It's a story. I was like, and when I gave it, even Pastor Jolly at the end, he was like, "I didn't even know that happened to you." I was like, "Yeah, it sure did." I almost wasn't here.
Right.
To tell that story, but God knows. And when you're in the middle of whatever you're going through, nothing about it feels good, looks good, looks normal. Mm-hmm. It's like, wait, what?
Yeah.
But getting on the other side of it, you see the move of God, you see the hand of God, because he's no respecter of person. You honor God, he will honor you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when you are grateful and you understand how God has moved in your life, how he has caused protection, how he has made a way, how he has knitted things together. There's just so much that God does and is able to do. And we would just believe for it. So I thank God for you all being in the crowd of witnesses. I thank God for the way the community has grown and developed. We have been cheating on the conference call line. Because of my travel schedule, we haven't been able to connect them. Roz was like, "When's Valerie Adderley? Like, we need to check on her."
I miss so Valerie.
We have to get her on and some of the other folks whose voices we've been used to hearing. So mm-hmm. we thank God for just the way he's moving. And I really thank God for you all just being so faithful, for being supportive. I thank him for every door that he will continue to open and the unexpected blessings that will continue to come your way as a result of doing his work. Because we all understood this assignment was bigger than us. Had no idea Jesus was setting me up. But that's how he do you. Nobody can do you like Jesus.
That's right.
So we just bless God for that. I'm deciding which one of my praise songs I'm going to put on after I pray, because, you know, you can't tell me I can't DJ now. I got a whole radio show, y'all.
Right? Can't believe it's been almost a year.
Almost a year. And then the beauty of it is I have these two additional sons now that are my DJs, DJ Zeph mm-hmm. and DJ Hunter, who I've seen their growth, right? I've seen mm-hmm. their witness and they have found some good gospel playlists that I didn't even know existed. I said, wait, where did it come from? I'm like, text me that one. I got to download that. But just to see the joy in their faces, just being a part of the show and getting this opportunity to be recognized, because this has opened up some doors for them.
Nice.
That they can leverage, that they play on IRJM Radio, and that they're a part of the Sunday Joy Show. It truly is a joy just to see how God is putting all the pieces together. But wait, where's Raquel? Is she in the room? Hold on, let me scroll down here and find out. She knows she on duty. Where she at?
She was in here earlier.
She was okay. All right, so we give her a moment off. We text her, be like, you know, you're about to get called on. Because right. I'm determined we gonna cut an album. That's gonna be one of the first Faithpreneur labels. We'll cut an album, be a producer, to produce my song.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if Kirk Franklin can produce and he talked through everything, I can produce too.
It's not right.
It's the truth anyhow. Mm-hmm. So if he could do it, I can too. So you heard it here. I said it here first. I'm going to be a producer too. I'm going to produce my gospel album. I'm going to talk all the way through it just like Kirk Franklin. I'm going to do it. So, Lord, we come to say thank you. Thank you, Father, for laughter. Thank you for joy, because you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And the joy of the Lord is our strength. So we thank you for bringing us to 2026. We thank you, Lord, for this third day of the year. So much is already going on in just 3 days. So, Father, just cover us as we go through the rest of the 360-something-odd days that are left in this year, that we continue to give your name the glory, the honor, and the praise with all that we do. We thank you for seeing past our faults, for seeing our needs, for seeing our heart's desire to serve you in spirit and truth. Thank you for strengthening us in your word. Thank you for covering us with your blessings. Thank you, Father, that others can see your light in us, that the fruits of the Spirit can be displayed in our lives each and every day, that we are not hypocritical in our walk, that we don't handle the word of God deceitfully, that we do everything that you have instructed us to do in your word. So continue to guide us, to lead us. We pray for covering over all of our family and friends. We stand in the gap this morning for all of our loved ones. We pray for them and ask you to be with those who are ill, those who are recuperating from surgeries, those who are in bereavement, dear Lord. You know their hearts are broken. We just ask you to mend those hearts and to help them to work through how they continue to honor their loved ones by how they live. So we just ask you just to give them covering and guidance during these difficult times that they are facing. We pray for those who are out of work, those who businesses are not making money the way they used to, that you will bring new opportunities forward for each one of your faithpreneurs to be the answers for the problems that we see. We pray, Father, for those who are dealing with mental health challenges, who are depressed, who are fighting thoughts of suicide. We come against all those spirits and tormenting spirits, dear Lord, that are affecting your people. Let them find help with licensed clinical psychologists, psychiatrists, social workers that can help them walk through what they need to do to put one foot in front of the other, that there'll be no stigma around getting support and resources. We thank you, Father, for those who are caregivers. Give them new revived strength. Help them to fill up so that they can serve from their overflow as they take care of their loved ones. We pray for those who are taking care of our children in all the school systems. Cover them and keep them, the kids in college, the professors, be with them. Lord, we pray for the leaders who have been elected to serve and protect the interests of citizens across this country and the world. This unrest and unease that we are seeing with the way choices are being made in a country that was built on a democracy, that there was a balance of power, there's a clear imbalance of situations, put things in right and decent order, and let those who have been elected to serve have the courage to speak up for the constituents that they represent, that we are clear this is not about political party, but about a democracy and protecting the rights of the people. So we just pray for covering and safety for those who have chosen to serve this country in the armed forces. We pray for just everything we see going on. Lord, you said pray without ceasing. So Jesus, help us to pray. Let it be a daily conversation with you. Forgive us for anything we've done outside your will or your way. If we've done anything outside of your word, if anything has tried to exalt itself against your word, we cast it out now. Thank you for forgiveness and correction in your word. Thank you for continuing to love us and that nothing can separate us from your love. So I thank you today for my family. I thank you for keeping my husband and children safe, my parents, my siblings, cousins, relatives, extended family, friends, this community of faithpreneurs. Thank you for trusting me to lead Destiny Designers University. I thank you for my beloved sisterhood of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, that you would continue to lead and cover us as we give you glory through the work that we do. I pray for all members of the Divine Nine. I thank you for the honor to be the chairwoman for the Council of Presidents for the Divine Nine. All of my colleagues in leadership, guide them and lead them as they're moving their organizations forward and as we come together collectively to be the change that we seek and to truly supply the service and the scholarship that we were all founded on. So I just give your name glory and honor and praise for the Faithpreneur TV Network launching the Faithpreneur Sunday Joy Show, this Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call, and all that you have given within this covering of Destiny Designers University. So we will not stop giving your name the honor, the glory, and the praise. I ask you just to be with each and every one in this room. Thank you for the faithfulness of everyone who shows up every single week to keep the fellowship and the community open. Bless them to overflow, and a special blessing over the Jason Hodge and his family, Carmen Wealthpreneur and her family, Clubhouse Auntie Roz, Dr. Smile, and Uncle Vinny and their family. Be with Mother Gwen, Mother Joan, Bishop Sean, all those who continue to cover this room, those who've been with me for so long, my brother Darius, the Josie, namesake, all the way back, like, oh, highways and spinal cord, Jesus, we thank you because we are here to stand in your goodness and to give your name all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, because this is our year. So that's what we're going to close out in praise and worship with Lamborghini and Ness's song, This Is My Year. Don't be surprised. This is our new year. Happy New Year. This is your year. And you're going to be great. It's Dr. Stacey. Love you. And there's nothing you can do about it. Bye-bye, everyone. See you same time, same place, by the grace of God, next week for our Faithpreneur VIP prayer call.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacey signing off, and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.